afternoon. Today is Tuesday, February the 11th, 40th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, yes, he is indeed back with us, Tony Smithers.
Hello, Brian.
Did you enjoy your month away?
I did indeed. I hope you enjoyed. I think Megan came and talked to you last month.
I believe so. Yes. And then she was going to recreate in Reading.
How fun.
Well, okay, she was working on one of your projects over there. This afternoon, we got a couple of different things to talk about. How do you show Humboldt County in pictures? We'll talk a little bit about that. And also, I think everybody is probably familiar with the Food Network and Guy Fieri and some of the stuff that he's been doing throughout the years he's been there. And the fact that he was here in our area. Was it last fall? I think it was last fall. I think that's what Joe was sharing. And some of those are now beginning to percolate into the network a little bit. So we'll talk a little bit about what something like that might mean for the area. Obviously, for the food establishments, it means one thing. But for the community, does it mean something also? We'll find out when we come back.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It is 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Are you much of a baseball guy?
Absolutely not.
Okay. Well, pitchers and catchers have reported. I just found a quote here. Now, we're in the Cactus League, and we got our first broadcast in 2 weeks on across the hallway there on Kika. And this is a quote from Lon Simmons. If you're a baseball person in our area, you know Lon Simmons. On seeing a baseball player fall down twice in the first inning of a ball game. Quote, he washed his legs today and can't do a thing with them. If you're a baseball fan, you'd be rolling on the floor. That's
I'm sure I would.
Yeah, yeah. I look at Damien's having a tough time controlling himself over there.
Well, thanks for trying.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for playing our game. Yeah, enjoy the home prizes. So when you bust your chops and you spend all your time, all your effort, the troops are there, you jump up and down because somebody on a national level is going to be doing something. Not state, not the Bay Area, national level, positive about our area. Normally I would think you'd be willing to probably sacrifice 3 months worth of work time to get that for our area. When somebody like Guy Fieri, who's a local kid, comes to town and does something like that, is there a lot of involvement from the Visitors Bureau? Is there no involvement because, you know, geez, you grew up in Ferndale, you better know where Eureka is.
This was what they call a gimme, this one. I mean, you know, the story is that he'd been wanting to come back for some time and been pitching his producers to let him come and do his hometown. And so it finally worked out with their schedule.
Kind of missed, though. Mm. I don't know too many Wildcats that claim Eureka is the hometown. But so he was really wanting to it happen.
They did all their own, you know, groundwork and set up everything. And, you know, it's up to us to take advantage of it, I think.
So he set the table, so to speak. Yeah. Okay. And now it's starting to get to the exposure.
Right. The first episode aired, I was told, this morning. And I don't get cable, so I haven't seen it. But I hear that the county looks fantastic, and it looks like a real travelogue as opposed to just a dining piece.
Good. So they did a little selective editing? So I would think the knee-jerk reaction for most of us would say, okay, it's on Food Channel. Okay. California Tourism doesn't buy that network. So this one's on us. to buy national advertising in the Food Network for whatever the rate is, and follow it up with a 1 or 2 month campaign talking about Humboldt County, whether it was with his program or other shows in those same time slots that kind of speak to the same thing, and maximize the opportunity. Can you?
Sure you can.
Okay, let me say it differently. Can you, parentheses, afford it?
Well, the thing to start with is with social media. That's fast out the gate. That's where what we can do immediately to.
Well, and Food Network has that as an option, I would presume, don't they? Okay.
But from what we've been able to tell is that previous or other destinations or even individual restaurants that have been featured in Diners, Dives, and Drive-Ins have
almost got it right.
Have experienced an immediate uptick. In fact, in some cases, they say it has saved their business just to have being featured in this. So, you know, really, it's something like we've been handed to it. As you say, what do we do now? Well, we'll figure that out.
But now I know that they do repeat it periodically, some of the episodes. But is there any way that you can tap into this before the bloom is off the rose? Because I would think, okay, the reaction is now May. Okay, well, it was 2 months ago, and now there have been 15 or 20 different segments, or I guess shows, or 40 or 45 different segments. Oh, yeah. Wasn't that in there some? And it kind of fizzles or fades
right,
away.
Right. Well, here's the thing that we're struggling with. We see it as an opportunity, but it really doesn't fit into our core product positioning for Humboldt County. You know, we are the Redwoods, and that's how we push our destination on all the main advertising channels that we do. We do have what we call a Redwoods Plus position, where it's Redwoods Plus fine dining or Redwoods Plus fun dining or however you want to put it. But it's always the natural experience which is first. So for us to, say, put aside a big chunk of money to say we're going to go and have a purely fine dining approach does not really fit the program.
Boxed in the corner?
No, just, you know, there's a lot of things, but we know what we're best at, so that's what we're going to focus on.
Good thing you didn't put in sports fishing for this year. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 3:19. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Now a minute of sunshine for Humboldt. If you've never been to Eureka's Sequoia Park Zoo, or haven't in a long time, you're in for a treat. Eureka is one of the smallest cities in the nation to have a zoo, and quite a zoo it is. It's among the redwood trees and specializes in a variety of small animals. Many exhibits have been updated, with more on the way. A big favorite is the red panda family. If you think of pandas as black and white, big, and chewing on bamboo, think again. Red pandas are small with reddish coats and white faces. Watch them scamper on their trees. The pink flamingo flock will dazzle you as you pass their pond. There are many more zoo pleasures awaiting young and old alike. There's a cafe and gift shop, too. On Wednesdays, all visitors come in at half price. For days and hours, see their website, sequoiaparkzoo.net. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good place to live.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, so you got Guy Fieri doing a couple of different segments of our area.
I think there's going to be three of them.
I believe that was the figure, but I don't know what made, you know, what hit the floor and what is going to make the TV. But it would seem to me, I know in the past years there has been an effort to recognize the quality of the food restaurants in our area that were San Francisco-esque, like. It's kind of how people try to position.
We aspire to that, yes.
I kind of look and go, okay, well, we got a bunch of restaurants here. Obviously, my palate isn't quite as sophisticated as some others, and my experiences in San Francisco certainly aren't. But it would seem to me that this could be a huge ripping deal. Is there anybody that's looking that you're aware of to maximize this momentum and to jump into it? If things were 15 years ago, there was the local restaurant association.
Right. Well, I know that the property, the restaurants that are being featured are very excited about it, and they're pulling out all the stops they can to become noticed. And
I would swear that they don't. None of them have a $50,000 annual marketing budget.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Yeah. Okay. For national advertising. Fair enough. But if the money isn't going to be invested in taking advantage of this opportunity, how can you maximize to the best of your ability this opportunity regionally within the county? I mean, some way to at least give these guys a little bit of support.
Sure.
If they are being recognized, I would suggest there's almost a fiduciary responsibility to do something for them.
Sure. Well, as I said earlier, the quickest and cheapest way of going about it is to make sure that the story reverberates in the social media and all the audiences which have been built up on Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and those various platforms. At the same time, we need to realize and just be very thankful that the show itself has a very built-in loyal following, and they are just going to jump on the internet or figure out their travel when they see the show on the TV, which is very, very fortunate.
Now, you don't strike me as a passive personality, but what you just described was about as passive as you could be.
Right. Well, when you don't have a lot of money, just to throw
at
something.
Is that what it is? I mean, it's just coins?
It's just coins.
At this point?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there will be that 5% that go on the magical mystery tour.
Right.
And they want to visit them all, and now they'll be coming to our area and spend, the three episodes, I guess it'll be three meals here in Humboldt County,
mm-hmm.
and then move on somewhere else. But, Well, okay. So here's the food thing. Now let's say there is another one that steps up in the future for whatever reason. Let's say Travel Channel. Will it be the same response to that? Or are there lessons that can be learned from this experience and this opportunity that perhaps next time the guns can be a little bit more loaded, or at least a little bit of powder will be dry to be able to
do something? Have a little contingency fund for that rainy day opportunity seems fairly obvious, doesn't it?
You think? Is there any opportunity to go to the county and say, look, whatever Phil has got based on the remainder of this year, if there are any contingency funds. Hey, if you got, here's exactly how we're going to spend it. Here's where it is. And these are the weeks that we would like to use it. Has there been any thoughts along those lines to go to those who do have those contingency funds and say, hey, can we have a little bit?
That hasn't been talked about, no.
You're not much of an interview today, are you?
Well,
yes, no.
I don't want to make this stuff up for you.
I appreciate the clarity on it. I guess it's good that I'm not on your board, because I'd be swinging a heavy stick on this, and it just seems like you don't get this kind of a thing on a very regular basis. It's like the movie, when the Ewoks were running around and Jed Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go and do something. Or like Jurassic, you would think that there would be a lot of pressures from inside the organization to do stuff, as well as from the outside, to be able to really take advantage of this, is in contrast to what happened on New Year's Day, which was the last time probably 95% of the country heard about us. And here's a very positive one that, at least helped to balance the scales.
Sure. Yeah.
And it being in a shoulder season.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you've been run over, dude. By now, you're normally firing off either at me or responding. You're just, okay, fine. Fishing, drought. Is there concern within the organization that having, let's say, a very curtailed, if any, sport fishing season is going to hinder things this coming summer and spring?
Yeah, there's, you know, obviously there's the businesses that are directly involved in it, the charters and the guides and what have you, and then just the general overall hospitality industry. There's been quite some concern, and you know, unless the rain changes a lot, there's not much that can be done about it.
Is there an alternative message, or, you know, the trees aren't going to drop because there isn't that much rain?
No.
Stay true to that message.
Exactly. I don't think there's been any concern identified out there about that particular eventuality.
KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live in the Arcata High School Career and College Center. Do you have life and work experiences that could be of benefit to our local youth? We're recruiting community members to mentor and share ideas with our middle and high school students. Please call me at 839-5114 for more information. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
Afternoon, KINS News and Information Times, 3:36. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers from the Humboldt County Convention and Visitors Bureau. Tony, the concept of trying to do film and depict Humboldt County has got to be rather herding cats.
Herding cats.
Herding cats. You know, what is winter in Humboldt County?
Mm.
And how do you show that positive and on a predictable basis? So if somebody sees pictures of Humboldt County in winter, they arrive, they get met with the expectations that are delivered. Same with summer, winter, and fall, because there are so many different microclimates, I guess, for lack of a better term, that we have in our area.
Sure.
You know, Trinidad is certainly much different than Ferndale, even they're both kind of coastal, and they're both small, and they're both quaint, and they both got their little characteristics. How could you show a season that would be in common unless it was like night was a season? how do you do that?
Well, I think the way it's been done up till now and will be continued is to sort of focus on the events, the signature things that are happening at the different times of the year that sort of give you that visual clue. You know, in the holidays, it's really easy. There's some things happening that only happen, you know, the truckers parade, et cetera. That'll give people, it must be the holidays. It must be winter.
So by the signature events, that would make sense. So then the jazz festival could be part of the wintertime or early
right.
spring.
And then Godwit Days and so forth takes us through into the spring.
So based on what you were just talking about with the trees being still the iconic,
mm-hmm.
where do they fit in to the equation? Because it's not an event-driven thing.
Right. Well, our goal and our challenge for years has been to demonstrate that the redwoods are a year-round attraction. You know, those of us who live here know, well, just look at this year. Up until this week, it hadn't rained. And, you know, the hiking has been fantastic in the local forests. And, in fact, you know, the photographers tell us winter is the best time to take pictures of the trees.
Because the air is a little cleaner?
The understory is less dense, and so they can get better, you know, views and perspectives of the trees.
You mean the gunk hasn't grown up?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the mold hasn't kicked in yet. So how long is this video project until it's going to be, well, at least to the point where it can be either edited or reviewed by yourself and staff?
Well, they're already showing us some of the finished product, but they're going to continue. They started in December, and they're going to continue through the end of this coming December. So we're going to have a full year's events bracketed. Now, in the meantime, we can pull footage from that and put ads together and do other projects from it.
So it's usable video that you can use for whatever purposes you might
however
have.
It is to promote overnight stays, yeah.
So what are you looking at with that? more video content on the website for people to click on and to look at, or is there a more overt or aggressive use of this?
Well, the point is done with it, and you know, with advertising campaigns in mind, that that we're able to do now. I'm thinking what the Lodging Alliance might be, you know, able to afford. And what we realized when we tried to do a campaign this last fall was that we didn't have the quality video product that we needed to really step up and present the county the way it needed to be presented. So that's not going to happen again. We're going to have that content, that quality video.
Well, similar to what we were talking about in the first half of the show then, but focused in a more generic or broad brushed approach,
sure,
rather than a narrow.
Sure. And then, of course, you start thinking about, you know, since once you've got it in the can, so to speak, what can you do with it aside, apart from advertising? And, you know, you start thinking about, well, you know, you can certainly build, you know, clicks and eyeballs on online. You know, the Bureau's YouTube channel has generated something like 1.5 million views in the several years since we've had it up. Well, you know, what could that be if we had some really, really good content? There's been a lot of talk about content that is available for hotels to show in the rooms to give people reasons to stay another day. The same thing could be done in visitor centers. That kind of, you know, broad distribution locally as well as out of the area.
How do you judge video conversion? Or can you?
Yeah. Well, if it's part of an ad, then the ad has a call to action, you know, whether either phone number, visit a website, whatever, you know, something, hopefully something immediate, you know, that's an offer and time limited, so you can really track that particular.
Well, yeah, inquiry should, I mean, correspond to your flight periods. I mean,
right.
But for something like this, that's a little bit more user driven,
right,
passive rather than an overt outreach.
Well, what we're thinking is, if it's distributed in the county of guests who are already here, we can look at what their average length of stay is now, and then look at what that becomes after we've got this product in place, and hopefully it'll go up.
Yeah, that would be a real simple trending that you'd be able to take advantage
absolutely,
of.
Absolutely, yeah.
Probably wouldn't get a lot of play in Mendocino County, though.
Oh.
Just a thought. KINS, News and Information Times, 342. We'll be back with more from Tony Smithers.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m., Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass, 7 p.m. Spanish Mass, and on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 345. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Tony, so you got the video project that's underway that you'll be able to use and take advantage of. What are some of the other things that are out there right now that you're kind of looking at going, gee, if only? And I'll push away from the dock for you.
Okay.
Say, if only we had that second airline in town that we've been hearing so much about for 2.5 years.
Yeah,
I think
indeed,
something like that
only,
would
yeah.
be a huge if only.
Right.
What else might be out there that could happen in this next cycle, this next 12-month cycle, that could really help to make things more positive in our area regarding tourist attraction?
Mm. Well, you know, you mentioned the airline. That, of course, is a big one. Not necessarily so much for leisure travel, but for our ability to attract small conferences. That's something that's there's a lot of, you know, we have great facilities that are underutilized, you know. So
yeah, I'm probably most familiar with the Bear River folks. They had the Hollywood guys come in and design the place. Okay, you want a sound system or video? Yeah. Just make sure they close the window so you're not looking out, you're looking at. But you're right. There's a lot of those types of things that I think are in the marketplace that we don't think about for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
We don't tend to think about some of those opportunities. You're mentioning that kind of brings up the question. I know that, you know, you're probably tired of hearing it over and over and over, but is there a convention effort from the Visitors and Convention Bureau to attract the small and, I would suggest, medium-sized conventions into our area? Or is the infrastructure so lacking that we can't do that?
No, we do have an effort, but it's definitely a regional effort. We're not looking at necessarily national organizations or even statewide as much, but North State, you know, especially Sacramento and San Francisco based groups, whether it's corporate for you sort of retreat kinds of events. Certainly, there's a lot of small government groups, whether it's, you know, fish and game or whatever, who have a regular series of meetings, and there's no reason why they couldn't hop in a car and come up to here, so we can have a meeting of, you know, 100 or 200 people, and that's the market that we focus on, and we do receive inquiries on bigger ones that we follow up on. Those don't happen as often, and when they don't, it's usually the transportation that they trip up on,
the access elements,
right? Yeah. Plus the fact is we don't have what you call a classical conference hotel that has a lot of big meeting rooms, a ballroom, breakout rooms, dining facilities, guest rooms, the whole shebang in one location.
Yeah, contained in one shell.
Right.
Rather than having to go across the street or something
right.
like that. Is that what they're looking for?
Some of them are.
I would think it would be really kind of goofy going to a small rural area and anticipating that something like that might exist.
Well, they do in some small rural areas. I've been to a number of really nice ones.
Just like plunked in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, sometimes they're like a casino hotel kind of operation that is more isolated, but it works for them.
But there must be an airport or something in the neighborhood to be able to support.
That's almost a maxim. That has to happen, yeah.
Is there any opportunity to partner with Santa Rosa and their airport and do shuttles up here to be able to bring in larger numbers of people?
Well, it depends on what the group is and where they're coming from, et cetera, et cetera.
To get a couple hundred people, it'd only be 4 or 5 busloads, I would imagine.
Right.
Boy, it's just frightening for me thinking of some of my buddies that I go to conventions with in a whole busload of us.
Mm-hmm.
Frightening was, well, maybe... Maybe you want to just kind of forget about that one. If people want to see these videos or get the schedule of the Guy Fieri programs, do you guys have that on the website? Is that something we can go and find easy enough?
We don't have that. Of course, the videos are being shot ongoing, and so the team is, they're out at every major event and doing other and those are going to belong to the Lodging Alliance, and they're not really for public consumption.
Oh, so we just can't go and see or invite our friends to go and visit?
No, I'm afraid not.
Well, thanks for coming by.
Pleasure.
We've been talking shop this afternoon with Tony Smithers. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out and make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.